This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs Police investigating a Monday night shooting at a Springs complex, an apartment complex. Police called into the apartments in the 2300 block of Willow Tree Grove that's just east of Memorial Park around 10:15 last night. Police say that a fight began at the complex's pool and multiple shots were fired. The suspects also accused of continuing the shootout as they left the scene. Investigation continuing this morning.
Police are looking for a pair of suspects tied to an armed carjacking in southeast Colorado Springs. Police were called to the 1300 block of Sandalwood Drive after someone's car was taken by two suspects, one of whom had a pistol during the robbery. Police have not publicly announced a description of the vehicle or suspects at this time. A motorcyclist is in the hospital following a crash on East Platte in Colorado Springs. Police say the rider was hit by a car near the intersection of East and Union yesterday afternoon. The motorcyclist lost control and struck a pole. Police say the rider suffered life-threatening injuries. The crash is still being investigated.
There is a growing memorial to an Air Academy High School student, Riley Whitelaw, outside of the Walgreens at Centennial and Vindicator. KRDO's Jessica Grunling has more.
Air Academy's principal released a letter to families Sunday night to notify them of Riley Whitelaw's passing and promising grief counseling for students. An online page describes Riley as a wonderful person, quote, my best friend in the entire world. On Saturday night, police investigated a homicide at this Walgreens, and they have yet to say if her death is connected. But 28-year-old Joshua Johnson was arrested and charged with first-degree murder. He appeared in court yesterday and is not eligible for bond right now. Johnson will face a judge again next week.
That was KRDO's Jessica Grunling reporting. We're learning more about the man arrested in a homicide investigation in southern El Paso County. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says Christopher James Leonard is now charged with first-degree murder. Neighbors told deputies that Leonard allegedly rammed his car into a family member Saturday morning before shooting that person and setting his own house on fire on Chaps View. That's in an unincorporated area of the county not far from Hanover. Deputies arrested Leonard 2 hours later after he crashed his car in the eastern part of El Paso County. The sheriff's office says more charges are likely as the investigation unfolds.
The Colorado Springs City Council is in the early stages of extending the Pikes Peak Rural Transportation Authority sales tax that generates roughly $150 million for road improvement projects throughout El Paso County. In the past year or so, the top priority for that tax revenue has been the widening of Mark Shuffle between Woodman and North Carefree. The project could take up to 3 years and cost roughly $60 million to complete, but some council members, like Nancy Hengem, are concerned on how those projects are divvied up.
You know, unfortunately, perception matters, and you know, and there's an unfortunate perception of a tremendous lack of trust. And I want to continue to work on building and rebuilding trust with all of our departments in the city. But I think, in particular, at least maybe it's where I'm representing, but I've got most of these projects here on this list or in my district.
The council will decide by the end of July whether or not to endorse continuing the tax from 2024 to 2035, but it also requires approval of voters in El Paso County, Manitou Springs, Green Mountain Falls, Rama, and Calhoun as well.
Colorado Springs has set a new heat record. The thermometer at Colorado Springs Municipal Airport hit 93 degrees yesterday afternoon. The National Weather Service says the previous record of 92 degrees was set back in 1952 and reached subsequently in 1956 and 2006.
The Trails and Open Space Coalition wants people to be aware as they're hiking or biking throughout southern Colorado this summer.
In these conditions, people can really suffer, and you can have problems with heat exhaustion, even sunstroke, you know, really dangerous things.
Executive Director Susan Davey says that people need to bring more water than they think they would need, especially if you're going on trails like the Manitou Incline. A Colorado Springs mountain biker died last weekend in Mesa County while riding the Palisades Plunge.
And we now know the names of both men who lost their lives on the Arkansas River in Fremont County last week. The coroner has identified them as 79-year-old Kenneth Ward of Florence and 37-year-old Stefano Pezzola, a firefighter from Illinois who fell from his raft while navigating a set of rapids through the Royal Gorge. Both of the deaths ruled accidental drownings. The release of those names coming with a warning from Fremont County Coroner, who says the Arkansas River is running especially high right now, meaning that even experienced rafters need to take extra precautions, and it's best if you are with a group of people.
Mainly sunny skies as we head into your Tuesday afternoon with areas of smoke and haze. High temperatures today in the upper 80s, Colorado Springs, 94 in Pueblo, We'll keep mild temperatures and sunny skies in the forecast coming up on Wednesday. 85 degrees Colorado Springs Wednesday afternoon and 89 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.